Lesson 60, Mosiah chapters 15 through 17. Introduction. As Abinadi continued preaching to King Noah and his priests, he testified of Jesus Christ's role as the Redeemer. One of Noah's priests, Alma, believed Abinadi. King Noah cast Alma from his court and ordered his servants to slay him. But Alma escaped and recorded the teachings he had heard from Abinadi. After Abinadi delivered the message the Lord had sent him to share, King Noah and his priests threatened to kill him if he would not take back what he had said. Refusing to deny his testimony, he suffered death by fire and sealed the truth of his words by his death. Suggestions for teaching. Mosiah chapters 15 and 16. Abinadi teaches about Jesus Christ's role as Redeemer. Give students 2 minutes to find the words redeem, redeemeth, redeemed, and redemption in Mosiah chapters 15 through 16. You may want to suggest that they mark these words. Explain that when different forms of the same word are repeated in a scripture block, it can be a signal that the word is important to the writer's message. Encourage students to watch for Abinadi's teachings about being redeemed in today's lesson. To help students understand Jesus Christ's role as Redeemer, draw the following diagram on the board. Refer to the diagram on page 208 of Lesson 60. Point to the figure labeled Offender and ask students to imagine they have committed a crime. They have been sentenced to pay large fines as punishment, and there is no legal and honest way they can avoid paying the fines on their own. Ask students how they would feel facing such a penalty. Then ask them to imagine that a family member or friend offers to pay the fines for them. How would you feel toward this person? Explain that in paying the fines, the family member or friend would redeem them from their punishment. The word redeem means to release from debt or to set free by paying a ransom. You may want to encourage students to write these definitions next to one of the verses in Mosiah 15 that contains a form of the word redeem. Write us under offender. Write justice under punishment. Explain that because we have sinned and broken the laws of God, we must be punished. In other words, we must meet the demands of justice. Read the following statement by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask students to listen for some consequences of breaking God's laws. Quote, justice requires that every broken law be satisfied. When you obey the laws of God, you are blessed. But there is no additional credit earned that can be saved to satisfy the laws that you break. If not resolved, broken laws can cause your life to be miserable and would keep you from returning to God. End quote. According to Elder Scott, what are some of the consequences of breaking God's laws? As students identify consequences of breaking God's laws, erase the word fines from the board. In its place, write misery and shut out from the presence of God. Have students read Mosiah chapter 15, verses 1 and 8 through 9 silently. You may want to ask the following questions to help them understand some of the doctrines in those verses. The word intercession refers to a person coming between two people or groups of people to help them become reconciled. In other words, to come to harmony with one another. What do you think it means that Jesus Christ came to make intercession for us? The word betwixt means between. What do you think it means that the Savior stands betwixt us and justice? What do you think it means to satisfy the demands of justice? Help students understand that justice demands that we be punished for our sins. The Savior does not erase the demands of justice. He stands between us and justice to satisfy justice's demands by taking the punishment for us. He has paid the price to redeem us, to release us from punishment. On the board, place a picture of the Savior, such as the picture titled The Lord Jesus Christ, between the offender and the punishment. Please see the diagram on page 209 of Lesson 60. Ask students to read Mosiah chapter 15, verses 5 through 7 silently, thinking about the price Jesus Christ paid to redeem them, to stand between them and the demands of justice. Write the following on the board. Please see the diagram on page 209 of lesson 60. Divide the class in half. Ask half of the students to search Mosiah chapter 15 verses 11 and 12, looking for characteristics of people who choose to be redeemed. Ask the other half of the class to search Mosiah chapter 16 verses 2 through 5 and 12, looking for characteristics of people who refuse to be redeemed. After sufficient time, ask the first group of students to share what they have found. According to Mosiah chapter 15 verses 11 through 12, who will be redeemed from their sins? Make sure students understand that Jesus Christ satisfies the demands of justice for those who hearken to the words of the prophets, believe in His redeeming power, and repent of their sins. Explain that the price the Savior has paid is a personal gift to anyone who will choose to qualify for redemption by repenting and striving to keep the commandments and their covenants with the Lord. To emphasize the personal nature of the atonement, invite a student to read Mosiah chapter 15, verse 10 aloud. Then direct students' attention to the phrase, "He shall see his seed," in that verse. You may want to suggest that they mark this phrase. Explain that in this verse, the word seed refers to children. When have we learned about becoming children of Christ? Remind students of King Benjamin's words on this subject, found in Mosiah chapter 5. See also lesson 55. You may want to suggest that students personalize Mosiah chapter 15 verse 10 by writing their names in the place of the phrase, "his seed." Invite them to ponder for a moment what this means to them. How does this teaching influence your understanding of the atonement? Ask the students who read Mosiah chapter 16 verses 2 through 5 and 12 to share what they found about those who refuse to be redeemed. To emphasize the seriousness of refusing to be redeemed, ask all students to read Mosiah chapter 16 verse 5 silently. What happens to the diagram on the board if the offender persists in sin and refuses to repent? As students respond, remove the picture of Jesus Christ from the diagram. You might emphasize that for such a person, it is as though there was no redemption made. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants section 19, verses 16 through 17, to discover what will happen to those who refuse to repent and accept the Savior's redemption. You may want to encourage students to write Doctrine and Covenants section 19, verses 16 through 17, in their scriptures next to Mosiah 16:5. Put the picture of the Savior back in its place on the board. What truths have you learned today about your Redeemer? After students have responded to this question, explain that in addition to teaching that the Savior offers to redeem us from the punishment of our sins, Abinadi taught that the Savior redeems us from death. Ask a few students to take turns reading aloud from Mosiah chapter 16, verses 6 through 11. Share your testimony that because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, all people will be resurrected. You may also want to point out that the righteous will be resurrected to a state of happiness. Invite students to write in their scripture study journals or class notebooks about their feelings for the Redeemer and what they will do so they will be able to receive the redemption He offers. Mosiah chapter 17. Alma believes Abinadi and is cast out. Abinadi is burned. Ask students, have you ever seen someone stand up for what is right when it was difficult for them to do so? What happened? Show the picture, Abinadi before King Noah. Summarize Mosiah chapter 17 verses 1 through 6 by explaining that when Abinadi concluded his message, a priest named Alma tried to convince the king that Abinadi had spoken the truth and should be released. The king cast Alma out and sent servants to kill him. Alma hid and wrote the words of Abinadi. 3 days later, the king and his priests sentenced Abinadi to die. Divide students into pairs. Ask them to study the following scripture passages with their partners. Mosiah chapter 17 verses 7 through 10, which is about Abinadi's choices, and Mosiah chapter 17 verses 11 through 12, which is about King Noah's choices. Ask them to compare Abinadi's choices with King Noah's choices. Also ask them to discuss the following questions. You may want to write these questions on the board. Why do you think Abinadi's words affected King Noah the way they did? How did King Noah's priests influence him? What lessons can we learn from Abinadi's example? One answer students may give is, we can be true to God in all circumstances. If possible, provide students with a copy of the following statement by President Gordon B. Hinckley. Quote, "Be strong in standing for the right. We live in an age of compromise. In situations with which we are daily confronted, we know what is right. We must cultivate the strength to follow our convictions." End quote. You may want to invite students to write, "I will be true to God in all circumstances," in their scriptures next to Mosiah chapter 17, verses 9 through 12. Direct students' attention to Abinadi's last words, found in Mosiah chapter 17, verse 19. "O God, receive my soul." Then ask a student to read Mosiah chapter 17, verse 20 aloud. What impresses you about Abinadi's last words? Ask students to answer the following question in their scripture study journals. What will you do to be true to God in all circumstances? After sufficient time, invite several students to share what they have written. Also ask if any students would like to share what the gospel means to them and what they have done in the past to be true to the Lord during difficult times. Conclude with your testimony.